Sorry
Well,
about that. Hold. What is the name and the address associated with the order?
it's Linda Magri.
And the address?
2329 Flower Spring Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89134.
All right, I do see here that it is scheduled for tomorrow, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. It seems like that's what they were trying to inform you of, is the time window.
Okay, well, yeah, this is like the second call I've had, and then my mom pressed the 3 to have it call back, so then it called back, so I've been on hold. But last time I heard I had a time frame, I was told that was a BS lie because it's supposed to be an 8-hour window that we're supposed to have. So, but now you're telling me it's 1 to 3 tomorrow, correct?
Yes, typically it's usually a 3 to 4 hour window. It becomes 8 hours, and then it gets narrowed down sometime before the day of the delivery.
Okay, so it's between 1 and 3 tomorrow. And what's your name, please?
My name is George.
George.
Yes.
All right. Because, yeah, I've been going round and round because this got canceled last week. And I didn't know about it till 2:15 after my 2-hour window that when I went and after work, I went straight up to Best Buy, says, "You want to tell me what's going on with my oven?" And then that's when they told me it's an 8-hour window and I shouldn't be told a 2-hour time frame. So that's why I'm questioning the 1 to 3 tomorrow.
I understand.
Because I was last week, Tuesday, I was told 12 to 2. And like I said, at 1:40 is when they put it in the system. So what I'm going to do tomorrow is then I'm going to have somebody from my house call about 12:30 tomorrow to your guys' phone number because I have the number. And I'm going to call and make sure that this item got picked up on the truck and find out what stop I am, is what I'm going to do.
Okay, I mean, yeah, you can do that. I'm not sure they'll be able to tell you what part in the route you're in. So we don't usually typically have access to that information. But as far as the time windows and everything else goes, you can call in just to confirm.
Okay, it's 800-920. Is it 8337 or 2337?
You can reach us at 866 494-0101.
0101. All right, because I know I called this other number too. 866-494-0101.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I know they should be able to tell me because both the store manager and my store rep told me they should be able to tell me where I'm at on the route. And even the girl last week that I spoke to, whom I'm still waiting on a call from a supervisor from your guys' department. And I know you guys make callbacks because I work for a company that uses you guys, and we're just as big as, and we're bigger than Best Buy, so the company I work for. So, and I know they can tell you what delivery route you're on because I know I can look and see the delivery route number, that customers are. So this way they know how much longer they have to wait. But I don't work in the delivery department, so I can't confirm all that with them. But I know it's possible to do that. So, okay, so your name's George. So between 1 and 3 tomorrow on January 25th, correct?
Correct. And with the store end of things, there's a disconnect because we both use different systems. Sometimes the store gives information that they would otherwise be misinformed about. So, just like I said, just give us a call to confirm, and just we'll try to give you whatever information that we have at our disposal. Just so there's no surprises.
Oh, yeah, no, because I don't want another Merry Christmas phone call from somebody who I can't understand on the phone and rattled the number so fast that I seriously had to listen to the voicemail 15 times before I got the number down, which that number doesn't even reflect one of the two numbers that I've got for you guys already, and then nobody ever called me back after I called. So that was rude first off there. So that's why I wanted to report that, because that person never called me back like she said she was going to. And I'm just like, I'm beyond this. I've never had such poor service with the people doing Best Buy installs right now. I've never had such bad service before. So I should have been first on the books tomorrow is what I should have been on because that's what I was promised I was going to get. So 1 o'clock in the afternoon is not first on the books because of all the hassle I went through last week with this. So, and had my kitchen and stuff rearranged for them to show up and had the dogs put up and locked up for 2 hours waiting for you guys to show up. And I'm not going to do that again. So that's why I'm going to call about 12:30 tomorrow and see where, make sure that my item got picked up and it is on the truck. And that's all I really want to know.
All right, no
So,
problem. Well, Jip, just give us a call and
okay.
we'll give you whatever information we can.
All right. Thank you, George. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.